USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration granted an emergency use authorization Saturday to Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine. The federal government expects to be able to distribute 4 million doses next week, though supplies will be limited for a time. The company says it will have 20 million doses produced and delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. Dr. Naheed Bedelia is the medical director of the Special Pathogens Unit at Boston Medical Center, and she tells MSNBC that Johnson & Johnson getting approval means more shots in more arms.
So I think alone it adds incrementally more doses, right? Partly because one dose of Johnson & Johnson means that you've achieved at least full immunity. You need two doses with the other two, and so 20 million means 20 million more people.
Having a third vaccine available is expected to accelerate vaccination efforts that have already administered more than 66 million shots in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A search is underway in Nigeria for over 300 schoolgirls kidnapped on Friday. Mike Fortier has more from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
The girls taken in the middle of the night by armed men who overtake a state-run secondary school in northwest Nigeria. No word on who's behind the kidnapping as no one has claimed responsibility, but a Nigerian human rights activist believes the motive is clear.
It's about ransom. It's probably this time around we'll be talking about $20 million to get them out. I mean, what could be more lucrative than that?
Omiyele Sawori tells South African TV the government may be complicit, as officials sometimes get a cut of the ransom money. The Daily Beast reports school and security officials had been warned by locals of impending danger, but it's not clear if anything was done.
And a second former aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has come forward with sexual harassment allegations against him. Charlotte Bennett was an executive assistant and health policy advisor and told the New York Times Cuomo harassed her last spring. Cuomo responded in a statement on Saturday, saying he never meant to act in an inappropriate way. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As winter storms swept through much of the country last week, areas of the South struggled to deal with temperatures well below freezing for several days, something infrastructure was not prepared for. In Mississippi, frozen pipes caused water main breaks in Jackson, which remains under a boil advisory. The Mississippi National Guard has been called in to assist residents and help pass out water to those that are still without it at home. Governor Tate Reeves says the time for playing politics with the crisis will be far in the future. He tells Fox News that the state government is now focused on getting water back to the citizens of its capital city.
I said very early on that we need to set the politics aside and we need to get the things that are needed to the people of the citizens of Jackson. That's why immediately upon request, I actually activated the Mississippi National Guard. We moved water tankers from Camp Shelby into the city to make sure that we had non-potable water for individuals, but also non-potable water to flush out the system so that we could get the water pressure up. In addition to that, we've delivered hundreds of thousands of bottles of water to the residents of the city of Jackson, and I think we're seeing real progress now, and I think that's important. But you're exactly right. Everybody wants to blame somebody. The fact of the matter is we need to focus on getting the things to the citizens that need it, and we'll worry about the blame game sometime way out in the future.
And more top 25 scores from Saturday. Number 6, Alabama beat Mississippi State 64-59. North Carolina dropped number 11, Florida State 78-70, and Xavier upset number 13, Creighton 77-69. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.